From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. European Union observers say that despite logistical problems, Guinea's presidential election Sunday appeared to be free and fair. The comments Tuesday from the EU observer team and its chief, Frick Engel, are at odds with opposition candidates who say the election was rigged to favor President Alpha Conde and should be annulled. A four-page statement from the EU team said the poll was marred by technical errors such as unalphabetized voter lists and confusion over when polling stations closed. But in an interview with VOA, Engel said the massive ballot box stuffing and vote rigging alleged by the opposition could not be verified by EU observers. Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was shot down over eastern Ukraine by a Russian-made Buk missile. According to the Dutch Safety Board's conclusions Tuesday in its final report on the July 2014 crash that killed all 298 people on board. This is the Safety Board head, Jibba Jastra, presenting the report.
Flight MH17 crashed because of a 9N314M warhead detonated outside the aeroplane above the left side of the cockpit. This warhead fits the kind of missile that is installed on the Buk surface-to-air missile system.
However, there is no idea as to who launched that missile. The glut of the oil global market has pushed down the price of crude. It's likely to continue into 2016. That's according to the International Energy Agency Tuesday. The group said forecast a marked slowdown in the demand for oil. VOA News. The social messaging platform Twitter said Tuesday that it was cutting 8% of its workforce, or 336 jobs, in a restructuring of the company under the newly returned chief executive Jack Dorsey. The layoffs come just 2 weeks after Twitter brought back Dorsey, one of the co-founders, as a permanent CEO in an effort to tackle problems that has slowed user growth at the messaging service. The governor of Japan's southern island of Okinawa has followed through with a promise to revoke permits for construction of a new U.S. airbase on his island, setting up a possible legal showdown with the central government in Tokyo. Takeshi Onaga announced the move on Tuesday, a month after he said his government would take action after discovering defects in the original permits issued by his predecessor. Three Israelis have been killed in a new wave of shooting and stabbing attacks by Palestinians in Jerusalem and elsewhere. Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
The escalating Palestinian attacks on Israeli civilians come at a time of stalemate in the peace process. Israeli analyst Moshe Amirav believes Israel should make the first diplomatic move.
We are the strong one. We are ruling the West Bank and Jerusalem. It's up to us to initiate new ideas and arrangements with the Palestinians.
Israel says it is prepared to return to the negotiating table today without preconditions. But the Palestinians say Israel's expansion of West Bank settlements and its refusal to withdraw to the 1967 borders means there is nothing to talk about. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Iran's parliament passed a bill Tuesday approving the country's nuclear deal with a group of six world powers. The state-run IRNA news agency said lawmakers voted 161 for and 59 against the bill, with 13 abstaining. Under the deal, Iran will limit its nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. The Taliban say they're withdrawing from Kunduz. That's a city that briefly fell to the insurgents last month. And an Afghan official said life there is returning to normal. A Taliban spokesman said in an email to the media Tuesday that the fighters are retreating to avoid further civilian casualties. Insurgent rockets fired at Russia's embassy in Damascus Tuesday in what the Russian foreign minister called as an act of terror meant to intimidate those who support the fight against Islamic State militants. The two rockets struck the embassy compound as hundreds of people rallied outside in support of Russia's campaign in Syria. And the Democrats are getting their turn in a series of debates beginning Tuesday in Las Vegas for the 2016 election campaign. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.